समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार, हमारे स्टूडियो की घड़ी में ठीक 4:30 बजे हैं और ये समय है आपके अपने न्यूज मैगजीन कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा का, जिसमें हम आपके लिए लेकर आते हैं वो सारी जानकारी जिनका आपसे है सरोकार। श्रोताओं, आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में राष्ट्रीय और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समाचार होंगे, चलेंगे अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं के पास और जानेंगे कि क्या कुछ खास है उनके पास। इसके अलावा खेल गतिविधियों पर भी रहेगी हमारी नजर और उन विशिष्ट व्यक्तित्वों को भी हम करेंगे याद जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि या फिर जन्मदिवस। परिक्रमा के इस अंक के साथ मैं हूं मुदिता और मेरे साथ है मेरी को होस्ट अनुजा कुमार। अनुजा, आपको भी मेरा नमस्कार।
नमस्कार एंड गुड आफ्टरनून मुदिता, और मच बेटर टू से शुभो महाल्या।
जी बिल्कुल,
इट्स अ वेरी सिग्निफिकेंट डे टुडे मुदिता। द डे ऑफ महाल्या इज इम्पॉर्टेंट एज इट इज द लास्ट डे, द एंड ऑफ पितृपक्ष पीरियड ऑफ पेइंग होमेज टू आवर रिवर्ड एंसेस्टर्स एंड द डे लीडिंग अप टू दुर्गा पूजा। द फेस्टिविटी स्टार्ट्स फ्रॉम टुमारो व्हेन गॉडेस दुर्गा बिगिन्स हर जर्नी टू अर्थ, which is celebrated with huge joy and fervor by all the devotees, in fact. Ji. Let the light of Ma Durga remove all darkness and fill our hearts with happiness. Hope, our fears and struggles vanish as we step into a new beginning. On this positive note and good hope, let's begin our parikrama today with the latest news making headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges everyone to take pledge to make cleanliness an integral part of their lives, inaugurates various projects worth 10,000 crore rupees.
कृतज्ञ राष्ट्र आज राष्ट्रपिता महात्मा गांधी और पूर्व प्रधानमंत्री लाल बहादुर शास्त्री को उनकी जयंती पर श्रद्धांजलि अर्पित कर रहा है।
Prime Minister launches several development projects worth over 83,000 crore rupees in Jharkhand today.
Bihar mein 16 zilon mein baadh ki sthiti gambhir, rahat aur bachav karya zoron par.
Tension escalates in West Asia. New Delhi advises Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Iran.
और निशानेबाजी में भारत ने पेरू में ISSF जूनियर विश्व चैंपियनशिप के चौथे दिन 5 और स्वर्ण पदक जीते।
And now it is time for our segment Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at national or global level. And today we will talk about International Day of Non-Violence and also remember two great personalities in the history of India. Of course, Mudita, today we remember two great personalities in the history of India. As Mahatma Gandhi rightly said, strength does not come from physical capacity, it comes from an indomitable will. And of course, for Mahatma Gandhi, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres also said that Gandhi believed nonviolence was the greatest force available to humanity, more powerful than any weapon. Together, let's build institutions to support that noble vision. And of course, in today's world where tension is there everywhere, we have to think about what Mahatma Gandhi said. And it has great relevance even today. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today.
Rashtrapati Draupadi Murmu, Uprashtrapati Jagdeep Dhankhar, Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi ne Bapu ki jayanti par unhein shraddhanjali di. Rashtrapati Draupadi Murmu ne apne sandesh mein logon se satya, ahinsa, prem aur pavitrata ke moolyon ko apnane aur महात्मा गांधी के सपनों के भारत का संकल्प लेने का आह्वान किया।
In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi also said that Bapu's life and ideals based on truth, harmony and equality will always remain an inspiration for the countrymen. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarv Dharm Prarthana Sabha is being held at Bapu Samadhi Rajghat in the national capital.
Rashtrapati, Uparashtrapati, Pradhan Mantri, Lok Sabha Adhyaksh, Kendriya Mantri, Lok Sabha mein Vipaksh ke Neta Rahul Gandhi ne Rajghat par Mahatma Gandhi ko Pushpanjali arpit ki.
The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his 120th birth anniversary today. President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker, Union Ministers and Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha paid floral tributes to Lal Bahadur Shastri at his Samadhi Vijay Ghat in Delhi.
Shri Modi ne Purva Pradhan Mantri ko Shraddhanjali arpit karte hue kaha ki Lal Bahadur Shastri ne apna jeevan desh ke jawanon, kisanon aur swabhiman ke liye samarpit kar diya.
Yes, the International Day of Non-Violence is observed today in honor of the birthday of Mahatma Gandhi, the leader of the independence Indian movement and the pioneer of the philosophy and strategy of non-violence. The United Nations declared Gandhi Ji's birthday as the International Day of Non-Violence in 2007. Also, October 2nd of every year, India celebrates Lal Bahadur Shastri Jayanti. Shastri Ji is remembered as an outstanding statesman and leader.
लाखों लोग आज भी भारत में शास्त्री जी को उनके योगदान से खासकर 1965 के भारत पाक युद्ध जैसे कठिन समय में और उनके नारे जय जवान जय किसान से प्रभावित हैं. यह नारा राष्ट्र के लिए किसानों और सैनिकों दोनों के महत्व पर जोर देता है और जैसा अनुजा किसी कवि ने लिखा भी है उनके बारे में कि शांति तुम्हें प्यारी थी लेकिन उससे भी प्यारा था देश. युद्ध छिड़ा तो दिया तुम्हें बढ़ते जाने का आदेश. तुमने जय बोली जवान की जय किसान की भी बोली. अच्छी पैदावार न हो तो काम न कर सकती गोली.
Absolutely true. In today's fast-paced and often tumultuous world, the principles of non-violence espoused by Mahatma Gandhi stand as a beacon of hope for a harmonious future. Gandhi, an icon of peace and civil disobedience, left a legacy that transcends time, culture and geography.
वतन के आसमां पर एक रक्षणदा सितारे थे. हमें ये फख्र है अहले जहां गांधी हमारे थे. 15 जून 2007 को संयुक्त राष्ट्र महासभा ने एक प्रस्ताव पारित कर दुनिया से यह आग्रह किया था कि वह शांति और अहिंसा के विचार पर अमल करे और महात्मा गांधी के जन्मदिवस को अंतर्राष्ट्रीय अहिंसा दिवस के रूप में मनाए. यह दिवस शिक्षा और सार्वजनिक जागरूकता की मदद से अहिंसा के संदेश को प्रसारित करने का एक अवसर है. संकल्प अहिंसा के सिद्धांत की सार्वभौमिक प्रासंगिकता और शांति सहिष्णुता और अहिंसा की संस्कृति को सुरक्षित करने की इच्छा की पुष्टि करता है.
For Mahatma Gandhi, non-violence was not merely a political tool, but a way of life, grounded in the belief that peace could only be achieved through peaceful means. Mahatma Gandhi famously said, "Non-violence is the greatest force at the disposal of mankind. It is mightier than the mightiest weapon of destruction." This belief continues to inspire movements around the world, from Martin Luther King Jr.'s fight for civil rights in the United States to Nelson Mandela's struggle against apartheid in South Africa. His ideas influenced countless leaders and movements, underscoring the universal appeal of non-violence as a powerful instrument of resistance and reform. Because at least a quarter of the entire global population lives in conflict-affected areas these days.
जी बिल्कुल. और इसीलिए तो ये गीत बना था अनुजा कि दे दी हमें आजादी बिना खड्ग बिना ढाल साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल. गांधी के नेतृत्व में भारत का स्वतंत्रता संग्राम एक अनोखा आंदोलन रहा है जो अहिंसा और सत्याग्रह की बुनियाद पर खड़ा हुआ. अंग्रेजों के दमन और अत्याचार के बावजूद बापू ने शांति और अहिंसा का रास्ता चुना और एक मिसाल कायम की और दुनिया भर में नागरिक अधिकारों और सामाजिक परिवर्तन के लिए अहिंसक आंदोलनों की प्रेरणा बने.
ऐनक पहने लाठी पकड़े चलते थे वो शान से. सालिम कांपे थर 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 सुनकर उनका नाम रे. हो पद था उनका छोटा सा और सरपट उनकी चाल रे. दुबले से पतले से थे वो चलते सीना तान गए.
And today we also observe the Swachhata Abhiyan, Mudita, a nationwide campaign in India to promote hygiene and cleanliness and eliminate open defecation. This campaign was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on October 2nd, 2014, because on the lines of Mahatma Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi had said, sanitation is more important than independence. He made cleanliness and sanitation an integral part of the Gandhian way of living. His dream was total sanitation for all. Cleanliness is most important for physical well-being and a healthy environment.
जी अनुजा, और प्रधानमंत्री श्री मोदी ने आज सभी से स्वच्छता को अपने जीवन का अभिन्न अंग बनाने का संकल्प लेने का आग्रह करते हुए कहा कि स्वच्छता के प्रति प्रतिबद्धता एक आजीवन वादा है, न कि एक बार का वादा। नई दिल्ली में स्वच्छ भारत मिशन के 10 साल पूरे होने के अवसर पर स्वच्छता ही सेवा 2024 कार्यक्रम को संबोधित करते हुए श्री मोदी ने इस बात पर जोर दिया कि स्वच्छ भारत प्राप्त करने के लिए निरंतर प्रयास आवश्यक हैं।
हम जहां भी रहेंगे, चाहे वो घर हो, मोहल्ला हो या हमारा वर्क प्लेस हो, हम गंदगी न करेंगे, न गंदगी होने देंगे और स्वच्छता ये हम हमारा सहज स्वभाव बना करके रहेंगे। जिस प्रकार हम अपने पूजा स्थल को साफ सुथरा रखते हैं, वही भाव हमें अपने आसपास के वातावरण के लिए जगाना है। विकसित भारत की यात्रा में हमारा हर प्रयास स्वच्छता से संपन्नता के मंत्र को मजबूत करेगा।
Mahatma Gandhi had realized early in his life that the prevalent poor state of sanitation and cleanliness in India, and particularly the lack of adequate toilets in the then largely rural India, needed as much attention as was being devoted towards attainment of Swaraj. And in this context, the Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi, also said that in just 15 days of Seva Pakhwada, more than 27 lakh events were organized in the country, in which more than 28 crore people participated. He expressed that this day inspires us to fulfill the dream of India envisioned by Mahatma Gandhi and other great personalities in the country.
गांधी जी और देश की महान विभूतियों ने देखा था, वो सपना हम सब मिलकर के पूरा करें। आज का दिन हमें ये प्रेरणा देता है। आज 2 अक्टूबर के दिन मैं कर्तव्य बोध से भी भरा हुआ हूँ और उतना ही भावुक भी हूँ। आज स्वच्छ भारत मिशन को, उसकी यात्रा को 10 साल के मुकाम पर हम पहुँच चुके हैं। स्वच्छ भारत मिशन की ये यात्रा करोड़ों भारतवासियों की अटूट प्रतिबद्धता का प्रतीक है।
श्री मोदी ने स्वच्छ भारत मिशन की सफलता में सभी देशवासियों, स्वच्छता कार्यकर्ताओं, धार्मिक नेताओं, एथलीटों, मशहूर हस्तियों, गैर सरकारी संगठनों और मीडिया कर्मियों के योगदान की सराहना की। श्री मोदी ने इस बात पर प्रकाश डाला कि आज 10,000 करोड़ रुपए की स्वच्छता परियोजनाओं का उद्घाटन किया गया है।
आज स्वच्छता से जुड़े करीब 10,000 करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट्स की भी शुरुआत हुई है। मिशन अमृत के तहत देश के अनेक शहरों में वाटर और सीवेज ट्रीटमेंट प्लांट बनाए जाएंगे। नमामि गंगे से जुड़ा काम हो या फिर कचरे से बायोगैस पैदा करने वाले गोवर्धन प्लांट, ये काम स्वच्छ भारत मिशन को एक नई ऊंचाई पर ले जाएगा। और स्वच्छ भारत मिशन जितना सफल होगा, उतना ही हमारा देश ज्यादा चमकेगा।
Whether through actions, words or thoughts, Gandhiji's approach to non-violence was holistic, requiring a commitment to peacefulness in all areas of life. Gandhi's principles of non-violence offer more than just a strategy for political struggle. They provide a blueprint for personal growth and societal harmony. So as Gandhiji said, be the change you want to see in the world.
और अब समय है अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानने का कि उनके पास क्या है खास। त्रिपुरा में आज लोगों ने तड़के सुबह महालया का पर्व मनाया। वैसे तो महालया पारंपरिक रूप से हिंदू बंगाली समाज में एक धार्मिक सांस्कृतिक पर्व रहा है, लेकिन राज्य के मिश्रित आबादी वाले इलाकों में भी इसका उत्साह देखने को मिला। राज्य में महालया के इस उत्साह ने हमेशा से सभी वर्गों के लोगों को प्रभावित किया है, जो सुबह 4 बजे उठकर आकाशवाणी पर बीरेन्द्र कृष्ण भद्र की महिषासुर मर्दिनी सुनते थे।
Informed circles say this traditional practice happened in every Bengali household since the year 1931, when the program Mahishasur Mardini was first broadcast by Akashwani Kolkata on Mahalaya morning. Since 1976, legendary artist Birendra Krishna Bhadra's mesmerizing recitation of Chandi hymns had taken Mahalaya's Mahishasur Mardini program to the highest peak. The Chandi part in Bhadra's deep baritone rendition of the Chandi became a favorite. Over the years, this program has become one of the longest running radio broadcasts in history. Even though Bhadra is no more with us, his recorded tape is played by Akashvani Kolkata and some other stations such as Akashvani Agartala. So, the ambience of early morning before sunrise has been filled with iconic recitation, playing drums and conch, and prayer singing emanating from the household radio programs of Mahishasur Mardini. People have been found taking to the streets to embrace themselves with the reinvigorating fervor. Mahalaya evinces an enduring tradition and cultural sway, as many electronic shops at Agartala have found buyers of radio sets yesterday. Talking to Akashvani News, a shopkeeper said, "We have kept ready news sets for this day only. As compared to most of the days, today there is a taker for radio set." He assumes at least 200 to 300 radio sets have been sold out by shops at Hawker's Corner and Kaman Chomani areas in the city. It is heard that many people rush to dust off their old radio sets or repair them just a day before to listen to the Mahishasur Mardini on Akashvani. To many people, Mahalaya means the Mahishasur Mardini, or more, the recitation of the holy verses of Goddess Chandi or Devi Durga, which narrates the story of the descent of Goddess Durga on earth to defeat the evil forces of demons. Also, according to the Hindu scriptures, the Mahalaya marks the end of Pitru Paksha and the beginning of Devi Paksha, with people remembering the departed souls by offering tarpan while taking dip into the rivers. With Subhashish Chanda, this is Kunal Shinde for Parikrama from Akashvani Agartala.
And Mudita, the auspicious Shardiya Navratri festival is beginning tomorrow across India. The 9-day Shardiya Navratri is observed across India and is devoted to the 9 forms of Goddess Durga. In Jammu and Kashmir, devotees visit Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine at Katra from various parts of the country to pay their obeisance to Goddess Durga, Goddess Mahakali, and also Goddess Saraswati inside the holy cave of Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine, which is situated on the Trikut Hills in Katra of Riyasi district of Jammu Kashmir. To know more about the Navratri arrangements going on there, let's listen to our Srinagar correspondent.
For hassle-free pilgrimage prior to onset of Shardiya Navratra schedule from tomorrow up till 12th of this month, Anshal Garg, Chief Executive Officer, Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine Board, chaired a comprehensive review meeting at Spiritual Growth Center Katra with security agencies and local authorities. The meeting aimed to assess the critical areas like security and operational preparedness for ensuring a seamless pilgrimage experience during the Shardiya Navratra. Shri Manu Sinha, Chairman, Shri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine Board and Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Union Territory, recently visited the holy shrine on September 27th to review operational preparedness and security measures in the shrine area. The CEO highlighted essential security measures, including the replacement of RFID cards with new ones for enhanced security and mandatory RFID registration for all pilgrims. To facilitate smooth registration, 8 registration counters will be operational for pilgrims arriving by train at Katra, with an aim to ensure a seamless and secure pilgrimage experience for devotees. The CEO also instructed thorough frisking and verification of all entry points alongside a detailed census of pony porters to mitigate security risks. He emphasized the importance of robust crowd management, fire safety and disaster preparedness measures, directing the concerned quarters to monitor vulnerable areas and conduct joint patrolling. Additionally, the CEO issued directives for the smooth regulation of vehicle movement, improved sanitation, drinking water supplies, and enhanced lighting on the track and Katra. Security agencies presented a detailed action plan, including the deployment of drones and use of CCTV cameras for real-time monitoring, besides deployment of additional security forces and quick response teams. A multi-tier security grid comprising the police and paramilitary forces will be in place to ensure the safety and smooth conduct of the yatra. The meeting concluded with the clear instructions to ensure hassle-free pilgrimage experience for all the devotees. This is Sunil Kohli for Parikrama from Srinagar, Kashmir.
And now we will take you on a tour of India's freedom struggle and recall events that happened on this day.
Mahatma Gandhi, an apostle of non-violence and preacher of truth, was born on 2nd of October 1869 in Gujarat. Gandhiji studied law at the University of Bombay for 1 year, then at the University College London, and was admitted to the Bar of England. He returned to Bombay and practiced law there for 1 year, then went to South Africa to work for an Indian firm in Natal. In 1906, Gandhiji, for the first time, organized a non-violent resistance against the Transvaal Government's Registration Act. He was jailed on many occasions, along with thousands of his supporters.
Back in India, Gandhi became active in the struggle for Indian independence. In 1918, Gandhiji opposed the increasing tax levied by the British during the devastating famine. He was arrested in Champaran in Bihar for organizing civil resistance.
He urged Indians to replace British goods with their own fabrics and goods.
On New Year's Eve, December the 31st, 1929, the Indian National Congress unfurled its flag of independence.
From March 12th to April 6th, 1930, Gandhiji made the famous Salt March to Dandi. The successful campaign led to the reaction of the British government and imprisonment of over 60,000 people for making or selling salt without a tax.
The British opened fire on the unarmed crowd and shot hundreds of demonstrators. Eventually, the British government, represented by Lord Irwin, signed the Gandhi-Irwin Pact in March 1931, agreeing to free all political prisoners.
Gandhiji campaigned to improve the lives of the so-called untouchables. His Quit India campaign led to mass arrests on an unprecedented scale of struggle. He was arrested in Bombay and was held for 2 years.
During his captivity, his wife Kasturba passed away and his secretary Mahadev Desai also died.
India won independence in 1947, followed by partition of India. Gandhiji was pained by the clashes that happened after partition. On 30th of January 1948, Gandhiji was assassinated while on his way to a prayer meeting.
The ashes of Mahatma Gandhi were split in portions and sent to all states of India to be scattered in rivers.
Today marks the birth anniversary of another sterling personality of India, Lal Bahadur Shastri. Shastri was born on 2nd of October 1904 in Mughalsarai. He had his education in Uttar Pradesh. Inspired by the Mahatma's call for students to withdraw from government schools and join the non-cooperation movement, Shastri withdrew from school the next day, actively participating in picketing and anti-government demonstrations.
He was soon arrested and jailed, but was then let off as he was still a minor. Among the first students of the new institution, Kashi Vidyapeeth, a nationalist institution, Shastri graduated with a first-class degree in philosophy and ethics in 1925. He was given the title Shastri, meaning scholar.
He was imprisoned several times during the freedom struggle.
Following India's independence, Shastri ji became the Minister of Police and Transport in Uttar Pradesh. As the transport minister, he was the first to appoint women conductors.
Later, Shastri ji was made Union Railways Minister in the first cabinet of Republic India in 1952. He also served as the Minister of Commerce and Home Minister.
After the demise of Jawaharlal Nehru, Lal Bahadur Shastri became the second Prime Minister of India. He promoted the White Revolution, a national campaign to increase the production and supply of milk. Underlining the need to boost India's food production, Shastri also promoted the Green Revolution in India in 1965.
Shastri ji charged the entire nation with the same enthusiasm during the 1965 India-Pakistan War, just the way Gandhi had done during the national movement before independence.
While Gandhi's slogan was do or die, Shastri proclaimed Jai Jawan, Jai Kisan. Their philosophy was rooted in spirituality. They practiced what they preached.
And coming to the sports news,
पेरू के लीमा में आईएसएसएफ जूनियर विश्व चैंपियनशिप के चौथे दिन भारतीय निशानेबाज दिव्यांशी ने महिलाओं की 25 मीटर पिस्टल में स्वर्ण पदक जीता. उन्होंने फाइनल में 35 के स्कोर के साथ इटली की क्रिस्टीना मैग्नानी को 2 अंकों से हराया. इस चैंपियनशिप में भारत 14 पदकों के साथ शीर्ष पर है.
And the 9th edition of the ICC Women's T20 World Cup is set to begin tomorrow in Sharjah in UAE. India will play its first match against New Zealand on the 4th of this month. A total of 10 teams will take part in the marquee event, which will be played between 3rd and 20th of October. And now coming to the last segment of paying tributes to some great personalities. We begin with Raja Ravi Verma, isn't it, Mudita?
Ji, Anuja, भारतीय कला इतिहास के सबसे महान चित्रकारों में से एक राजा रवि वर्मा की आज पुण्यतिथि है. उन्हें भारतीय कला की परंपरा और सौंदर्य शास्त्र के साथ यूरोपीय तकनीक को जोड़ने के लिए जाना जाता है. उनके चित्रों की सबसे बड़ी विशेषता भारतीय साहित्य और संस्कृति, खासकर हिंदू महाकाव्यों और धर्म ग्रंथों पर बनाए गए चित्र हैं. वडोदरा स्थित लक्ष्मी विलास महल के संग्रहालय में उनके चित्रों का बहुत बड़ा संग्रह है.
एंड कंसिडरिंग हिज वास्ट कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन टू द इंडियन आर्ट, द गवर्नमेंट ऑफ केरला हैज इंस्टीट्यूटेड एन अवार्ड कॉल्ड राजा रवि वर्मा पुरस्कारम, विच इज अवार्डेड एवरी ईयर टू पीपल हु शो एक्सलेंस इन द फील्ड ऑफ आर्ट एंड कल्चर. मूविंग ऑन, द नेक्स्ट पर्सनैलिटी वी पे ट्रिब्यूट टू टूडे इज Tapan Sinha, recipient of 19 national awards in various categories, was conferred with the Dada Saheb Phalke Award for the year 2006. It is his death anniversary. It is his birth anniversary today. It was the second national honor for the 84-year-old filmmaker, who was presented with the one-time award for lifetime achievement to commemorate 60 years of India's independence in June 2008.
जी अनुजा, जैसे आपने बताया कि उनकी आज जयंती है और ये उनका जन्म शताब्दी वर्ष भी है. आज ही के दिन 1924 में जन्मे तपन सिन्हा सत्यजीत रे, मृणाल सेन और ऋत्विक घटक के साथ बांग्ला सिनेमा, या कहना चाहिए हिंदुस्तानी सिनेमा के महत्वपूर्ण स्तंभों में से एक थे. वे ऐसे फिल्मकार थे जो सामाजिक और जमीनी मुद्दों की गहरी समझ रखते थे और साथ ही उसे फिल्म में बदलने का कलात्मक हुनर भी. आइए सुनते हैं उनकी फिल्म सगीना महतो का ये गीत.
छोटी सी पंखी छोटो ठोटे रे, मिष्टी फूलेर मधु लुटे रे, धीरे धीरे झोरा धीरे धीरे नाचे रे, धीरे धीरे नाचे रे, धीरे धीरे.
और आज हिंदी के सुप्रसिद्ध नाटककार डॉक्टर शंकर शेष की जयंती है. वे रंगमंच के लिए नाटक लिखते थे, लेकिन आज उनके लिखे नाटक देश के कई विश्वविद्यालयों के सिलेबस में भी शामिल हैं. दिलचस्प बात यह कि स्कूल के दिनों में अपने लेखन की शुरुआत उन्होंने कविताओं से की थी. मध्य प्रदेश के बिलासपुर में वे जन्मे थे और आकाशवाणी से भी बतौर कवि और वार्ताकार जुड़े रहे. उनके प्रमुख नाटकों में एक और द्रोणाचार्य, घरौंदा, रक्तबीज, आधी रात के बाद, पोस्टर और फंदी शामिल हैं. घरौंदा पर इसी नाम से फिल्म भी बनी थी. आइए सुनते हैं उसका ये गीत.
एक अकेला इस शहर में, रात में और दोपहर में,
and today we also wish a very happy birthday to the Indian actress, film director and producer who worked in Hindi films, Asha Parekh. Regarded as one of Hindi cinema's finest actress, in 1992 she was honored with Padma Shri, and she was also honored with Dada Saheb Phalke Award in 2020.
And श्रोताओं, अब समय हो चला है आपसे अनुमति लेने का, तो इजाजत दीजिए मुदिता और अनुजा कुमार को परिक्रमा कार्यक्रम यहीं पर समाप्त करने की. नमस्कार.
नमस्कार.